manage your pain safely and successfully? Yes, we want to talk about that. And, Brett, do we have our next guest ready to go?
We do.
All right. So, coming all the way.
Hi.
We've got, you know, it's interesting. When it comes to pain and opioid use, questions are, well, what do you do? Spending time with us right now is the clinical pharmacy manager at Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, Don Waddell. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Don.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Let's jump into this. Don, when it comes to pain, my mom suffers from diabetic neuropathy. It's a lot of pain. But what are the different types of pain, and should they be treated differently?
Yes. So the more that we learn about pain, the more that we understand all these different pathways and all these different receptors in our bodies that contribute to our perception of pain. And as a pharmacist, that's good for me because I like to think about, well, what different medications can I use to target these different receptors so that I can better take care of my patient's pain?
Well, and it's interesting. I think a lot of patients go to doctors going, write me something. They never think to ask the pharmacist. So what do you recommend?
Well, the good thing is your pharmacist is your medication expert. We went to all this extra school and did some extra training along the way so that we really could learn about all the different medications and help weigh in on the benefits and the risk of the different options and help your physician and help our patients come up with the best plan for those individuals.
Okay. When it comes to opioids, of course, there are a lot of talk about it. Why the big talk? I know a lot of them are very highly addictive. I have had family members get addicted to these and have to try to get off of it, and it's hard to see. It's almost like heroin.
Right. So, and you're right, the opioids that are prescribed and by physicians, they hit those same receptors that heroin does. So what we think about and what we do understand is that physical dependence can happen very quickly, a lot more quickly than people ever thought. But even as soon as 3 days of taking opioids, your body can start to adapt and change to those opioids. And then that physical dependence can lead to psychological dependence where your brain is like, hey, where's my next? Come on, what's going on here? And that psychological dependence can lead to addiction. And we know that with addiction, that puts you at risk of overdose and death.
Well, so how do you have this conversation with your doctor or pharmacist about whatever pain medication you're being given?
Right. So that conversation with your healthcare provider is so important. And how I like to think about talking to my patients about how to talk to their providers is to think about, especially for our chronic pain patients, I like for them to think about what do they want to be able to do tomorrow that they can't do today. So that you and your provider have a goal. It's not just, oh, I want to be totally pain-free. That probably is unrealistic for our patients with chronic pain. But how can we work towards something where day-to-day your quality of life is improved and you're able to do things and function and get back to a better quality of life?
Now, for those that want some more information on that, because I know for my mom it's always about, you know, she'll do whatever she could do to reduce the pain. Again, you can't eliminate, but it could be problematic throughout the day. So if my mom came to you, for example, what would you share with her? Are you able to say, check out this medication or that medication?
I would like to talk to her about what she's tried before, what she's currently on, try to figure out if there are times of day that are worse. Are there things that make the pain better? Are there things that make the pain worse? And really get a good solid history of all the things that we've already tried. And that will help better inform me about things that we haven't tried yet, or have we tried combinations of things together? What we're learning is that combination therapy can really have a huge role and decrease our reliance on opioids and actually have better outcomes for our patients. Their pain can better be managed and better be treated with using these alternatives with or without opioids in some cases.
Okay, Don, I'm going to give her your Twitter handle, and she's going to hit you up. I know it. No, but where can we go for more information?
Check out safemedication.com. Wonderful resource with lots of information on how to take medications safely, how to handle them, and also how to dispose of unused medications.
There it is, safemedication.com. Don, thank you so very much for spending time with us here on The Morning Show.
Thanks, Aaron.
Don Waddell, yes, the clinical...